I think the players were fantastic today, and it's a pity for them that that we didn't get the 3 points, because I think they deserved it from the performance what they did today, that we win the game. But it wasn't to be, and only thing I can be is disappointed for them, and sorry for them that we couldn't win this game.
A big turning point was, of course, the sending off. How did you feel about that one?
The referee makes his decisions, and we have to live with it.
In terms of holding on, they battled hard, though. You changed things around and put them at bay for most of that second half.
Yeah, it was a difficult after the red card. They put us under pressure, but I think the players did well in that period as well, and we. We tried to play. We tried to not only defend and kick the ball away. That I think it was very encouraging to see that the players tried to play, and we made it difficult for Wolf.
Is that the most satisfying part of it for you? Because obviously a team that maybe a little bit low on confidence and down at the bottom of the league, to take on the responsibility to try and stick to their game plan.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you have one less, it's many times it goes that you just defend with your teeth and nails, and you know, and then when you get the ball, you just kick away and kick the ball away, and then you defend again. And I think it's more possible that the opposition will score that way than when you try to then keep the ball a little bit when you can. Of course, not risking too much, but. But I think the players they did well too.
This week the players said maybe on occasions they've let you down. Did you feel that they did everything they could today?
Yeah, absolutely everything. I couldn't ask for more.
Obviously you lose Bruno now for 3 games. Your captain's out at the moment, but some of the loanees did well today. Greg Halford, I thought, did particularly well in defence.
Yeah, Greg did well the previous game as well, and he kept his place, and he did well today as well. And I think his performance level is quite consistent, and that's what I like.
I know you're focusing on results on the pitch, but obviously you've got 6 loanees. What's the situation about trying to keep them either with the club or making some decisions going into January?
Yeah, we need to change the situation, because that's a bit stupid situation that I need to leave one out just because we have 6 loanees. Today it was Elliot Bennett, and I've been very happy with Elliot, and he's a great character, and you know, he's good around the team and everything, and it was great that he was here, that he travelled with us and he was here. So, January the situation has to be that we have less loanees than 5, so then we'll try to see what we can do with the loan players and then see, but this situation is just very difficult for the players and very difficult for myself as well.
One person I'm sure you'd want to keep is Darren Bent. He showed what a classy finisher he is today.
Yeah, I think it was a great attack what we did to score a goal, and that's what I would like to see more. He has proven finisher before. He came here as well, and he can finish the attacks.
Has this performance today shown that your players have got the togetherness and the unity to get you out of that relegation zone?
Yeah, I think so. I would have hoped that this kind of performance just came a little bit earlier, but yeah, sure. The team showed a lot of character today. And we miss very important players who are out injured, and. But everyone stepped up today, stepped a little bit higher than normally, and took the responsibility, and that's why the performance was better as well.
Because you have been conceding goals without your captain. How much of a concern is it that he's been missing for so long?
In football, you never know what's going to happen, so you have to be prepared for any injuries. But of course, his absence is affecting the team, and also Crofty is missing, and Dale Stevens' comeback has taken a long time, so for example, there's three players for you that that has the character to keep the team together and, you know, guide the team on the field. When you add Lualua in the same list, maybe he's not the best leader of the group, but he brings his quality on the field. So it's a pity that situation is like this. But like I said, in football, everything is possible, and you know, you'll get injuries, and you just need to try to cope with them.
Any chance for Boxing Day that either of those two could make it?
I don't know, it's very difficult to say.